Big debate this evening, the State of Parliament. Remember, it's day two of this new session of Parliament. And the battle, as it were, between the India Alliance and the government was on the choice of a consensus speaker. At the end, there was no consensus speaker. It's Om Birla versus Mr. K. Suresh, which is who has been nominated by the opposition. Joining us now to look at this, Dr. Syed Zafar Islam of the BJP, Dr. Ojoy Kumar of the Congress, Tawseef Ahmed Khan, a political analyst somewhat close to the Trinamool Congress, and Aarti Jairath, the senior journalist. Dr. Syed Zafar Islam, the opposition says that, look, if you have the post of speaker, then why not give the post of deputy speaker to the opposition? Why? What was the problem with this?
Well, first of all, this election is for the speaker's post. And if you just see the parliamentary tradition, there is always consensus between the treasury bench and the opposition bench. This could have been achieved here as well. But having said that, what we expect from them to be a responsible opposition parties. They want to create friction for in every single thing because they feel that that is the only way to run the parliament. But that's not the way to run the parliament. Parliament is run by consensus, and that consensus can be built when there is absolutely no headroom available for this kind of a conflict or friction. You know that the treasury bench has enough number. And I also must tell you that when the voting will happen, they will be terribly disappointed and they will stand exposed because the number they claim will not be, even those numbers will not be there with them. So having said that, tomorrow we expect that we will not only show our strength, we will also show that it was totally unwarranted on the part of the opposition parties to go for election because it was totally unwarranted. Having said that, when the deputy speaker election will take place, when that situation arises, we will discuss at that point in time. Because right now,
no, but why the difficulty in discussing now, Dr. Islam? It seems to be a fairly reasonable sort of request. The government has the role of speaker. The deputy speaker's post should perhaps go to the opposition, which has considerable numbers. Why was it so difficult to accept this early on in an effort to build consensus, which is what the Prime Minister, Mr. Rijuju, everybody else has said is the need of the hour and is the goal of the BJP?
No, I'm saying that I really want you to see some of the data which perhaps you must be having with you, that West Bengal, for instance, the Tawseef is there, West Bengal, who is in opposition? Bharatiya Janata Party. But do we have the deputy speaker's post? No. Like in Kerala, like in Telangana, like in many other states, they have a speaker's post, they have the deputy speaker's post as well. So why they are trying to preach something where they have not practiced? It is very unfair on their part.
Okay.
And I really stand corrected that this is not fair. They are unfair. What they have never practiced, they want us to practice. Because just because they have got 99 seats, Congress really want to impose their thoughts on us. We do not want to be succumbed to their pressure. We
will let me just keep the strike,
but not at the cost
Zafar
of
Saab rotating.
Getting friction by them.
And just as a matter of fact, there have been contests in Parliament in the past. In 1952, D.V. Mavlankar versus Shankar Shantaram on the question of the government sharing the deputy speaker's post. And in 1976, B.R. Bhagat versus Jagannath Rao Joshi, the Congress I versus the Congress O. So it's not entirely unprecedented, but yes, it is true that it's been a long time since that took place. But let me go across to the Congress party and Dr. Ojoy Kumar, who joins us as well. Dr. Kumar, again, what was necessarily the problem in accepting Om Birla? Was it a position that the opposition took that, look, we are going to go against whatever it is that the NDA suggests? Or is there a principled reason why you oppose Om Birla?
No. When Zafar Saab was speaking, it was amazing to say that, you know, Parliament is consensus. I don't know whether he's totally missed out 2014 to 2024. What was consensus? You suspended 154 plus Lok Sabha members. Where is this consensus and what are you speaking? I'm totally wrapping around my head that, you know, how can a BJP spokesperson come on a TV and say Parliament is for consensus? Parliament is this. It's a joke, Zafar Bhai. I mean, unless you're in a different party, because I can't figure out what are you talking at all. that there has never been a consensus as far as the Bharatiya Janata Party is there. So let's be very clear that you don't believe in consensus. Unfortunately, the BJP never reached could not reach the majority, and they are now in an NDA government. It's not a Modi government. But the issue is very simple. Whatever be the votes, we are very clear that if you had said, like Mr. Gandhi said and Mr. Kharge said, that we'll support the speaker, if you want a consensus, you assure us the deputy speaker. But you are a party which and at least we definitely believe that nobody in the opposition believes that we can trust the Bharatiya Janata Party. Let me complete, sir. My question again is, your 10-year record of continuously harassing through ED and CBI the opposition, your 10-year record on jailing the opposition leaders, your 10-year record on using ED, CBI to get the opposition leaders into your fold. And then you come on this national TV, sir, and you say consensus. It's like the devil preaching the scriptures. Please don't do this, sir. It is very bad.
All right, Ajay, just one second. And I know the BJP wants to respond, but I want to go across to Tausif Ahmed Khan. Mr. Khan, one of the problems today for the India Alliance was the Trinamool Congress saying that they were not consulted on the name of K. Suresh. And therefore, if you're talking about a unity within the opposition bloc, it is evidently missing. I don't know if the Trinamool Congress has finally gotten around to accepting the name of Mr. Suresh, but again, there appear to be differences despite the unity that you speak about. Could you unmute yourself?
Yes, so as you are aware, Abhishek Banerjee himself pointed out that the decision will be taken by the party leader, Mamata Banerjee. And since there was no consultation, the decision to sign was not taken today. So this does not mean that the chapter is closed. Chapter is open. You see, today was the opportunity for the Prime Minister in first time in last 10 years to actually walk the talk. He talked about building consensus and running the cooperation
but
between the government.
I must interrupt you
opposition.
Because my question was about consensus within the India Alliance. So that is my question to you. Where is that consensus if Mamata Banerjee has still not taken a decision, apparently because she's not been informed?
Absolutely. In order to take a decision, an intimation has to be made. Now,
so what does
that
say about unity
there,
within the India Alliance?
No, this question would be legitimate if you are posing a question about the unity between the alliance. This is not valid now. You see, the decision is not taken yet. It is still open. The voting is yet to take place. It will take when
the decision of the Trinamool Congress has not been decided. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, the decision to the voting has not taken place yet. it was
so
question of signing today. Why don't you just accept the
fact that less than 24 hours before the voting of a candidate who has been nominated by, as I understand it, from all members other than the Trinamool Congress of the India Alliance, you are saying over here that we've still not taken a decision and yet it does not reflect a lack of unity. Of course it shows
a lack of unity. No, it does not, because the decision will be taken by the party supremo.
No, I understand that.
In Calcutta.
But
and
is it
not
strange,
Delhi,
sir,
not
that a
parliament
decision has still not been taken?
Yes, he was not in parliament. The decision has to be taken by Mamata Banerjee, who is the chief minister, is in Calcutta. I'm sure today a decision
does that,
will be taken.
If a chief minister being in Calcutta make it difficult for a decision to be taken on whether or not you support a candidate nominated by the other opposition members?
That is
What difference does it make if she's in Calcutta or anywhere else?
No. So, you see, today you are saying if whether this
is the Trinamool sending a signal?
Don't take us lightly.
That's what this is all about.
It could be. I am saying whether this means that there is no unity in opposition, that's wrong, because the voting has not taken place. In fact, what happened today in Parliament is a reflection that PM Modi does not enjoy the trust, does not enjoy the confidence of entire House. This was his opportunity in the first half.
All right, half a second. Let me bring in Aarti over here as an independent observer of all of this. Let's just deal with the Trinamool question first. There is every possibility, and Tausif is right in that, to suggest that the TMC will eventually come around to backing Mr. Suresh. That said, if you have a signal today on day two of Parliament where they say that, oh, look, we weren't consulted, then it's back to that same equation between Mamata Banerjee and the India alliance, which is sometimes hot and sometimes cold. I mean, what does that say about the alliance?
Well, listen, I mean, I think a lot of work needs to be done to make the India alliance much more cohesive. And, you know, this is a work in progress, Vishnu. And I hope that they are able to, you know, work out a system of coordination and communication. Sometimes you need to do instant communication because there's very little time to take a decision. And, you know, I hope they will work out those channels so that there can be coordination. Because it is important for the opposition to show its numbers in parliament if at all they want to be an effective opposition. And any break in those numbers is obviously going to weaken them and, you know, give the BJP an opportunity to go and say that, you know, well, they are not united, we are united, and, you know, so on and so forth. So, you know, that's something that they have to work on. But, you know, as far as this whole deputy speaker and speaker, you know, sort of fracas is going on, you know, the fact is that it has been convention in the past that the deputy speaker's post is offered to the opposition, you know, and it could have been a package deal. I mean, I'm not saying that the deputy speaker's name has to be announced today and the vote has to take place tomorrow along with the speaker. But it could have been conveyed to the opposition that, look, yes, it will be your candidate. It's a package deal. Give us support here and we will, you know, support your candidate. My, you know, what this really exposes is the trust deficit between the two sides. And this trust deficit has been deepening over the last 10 years. And now seems to have reached a point of no return, particularly because the opposition is so strong. Earlier, you know, it didn't matter because the BJP had a brute majority and could get anything through. But today the BJP does not have that brute majority. So this trust deficit is something that needs to be worked on, because otherwise we are going to see a very fractious, you know, sort of controversy-ridden parliament, which will not be able to function the way parliament should.
Right.
And, you know, the problems have started even before parliament opened.
Yeah, on day two, on day one and day two.
The pro-tem speaker.
Sure. I just wanted to go back to Zafar Saab. Zafar Saab, you know, I mean, even now, the entire issue of deputy speaker is open. The BJP is not committed. You've explained that. Is there a possibility that the BJP might just say that, no, as far as we are concerned, the deputy speaker's post must go to the NDA and that there is no question of allowing the India alliance? Is that also a strong possibility?
Well, right now, we do not want to comment about deputy chairman post because that is not on the table. We will discuss as it comes. But it is, when I was talking about consensus, they were talking about condition. I mean, consensus doesn't lead to condition, and that they are putting a condition that we have to first agree to that condition. That is something is not acceptable to NDA, all NDA partners put together. So we will definitely take this at it, as it comes, as and when the deputy election will come up. That time we'll discuss about it, whether somebody should come up with the consensus, or that time we need to give their demand, or whether we, what exactly needs to be done. That's something which will be discussed later. Right now, the only thing we wanted them to have a consensus as per the parliamentary tradition and convention, and something they could have done it because they know that they will be defeated. Yet they are they want to have an election is something which was totally unwarranted, and we strongly object to their approach, and we know that this is not a constructive politics, it is a destructive approach. They should definitely stay away from a destructive approach because they have not Ajay was talking about functioning of parliament in the last few years. I think you must do a back testing and realize that who was the responsible who was for that parliament were not functioning in last few years purely because the opposition benches. Opposition bench, every time the parliament begins, okay, they start shouting, start screaming.
Zafar Saab, I take your point. I'm running out of time. So a last comment from Dr. Ajoy Kumar. The fact of the matter, Ajoy, is that you don't have the numbers. The India Alliance doesn't have the numbers. So is this just, in a sense, opposition for the sake of opposition, as far as the speaker's post is concerned and the election tomorrow?
No, I think, look, there's so many times when you vote, even on a bill, you don't have the numbers, you vote against the bill because the bill is not in the interest of the country. So, you know, you may lose the election or not is not the issue at all. It's where you stand in politics. So that's two different issues. But I just want to, and Aarti has properly reflected, and I'm not, see, Mr. Modi is never going to have a consensus with the opposition. That's his style. But mark my words. His own allies will be a victim of his non-consensus approach, and we'll watch 6 months, 8 months, 1 year when TDP and JDU were so critical for them, because this is my way or highway types, you know, it's not going to function. And I'm so glad, I'm very happy to see the Prime Minister swarm and move around very uncomfortable with the opposition numbers. And we'll see who will have the last laugh, like Zafar keeps saying the numbers.
All right, we'll see what finally happens over there, but Ajoy Kumar and all of you, thank you very much for being with us.